Hey guys, Robbie Raz here with you at IPCPR 2016. We're in the Black Label Trading Company booth with James. James, thanks for taking the time, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good to see you guys.
So how's everything going?
It's good. Good? Yeah, no complaints. Everything's busy, so.
It has, you know, it's got a constant feel, a constant flow for day one. Usually day one is kind of gangbusters right at the beginning or gangbusters in the afternoon because everybody's recovering from their hangovers.
Yeah.
But today there's just kind of a lot of people milling about, so that's good. Yeah. So let's talk about some cigars. If there's one cigar that you guys make that you feel like Cigar Federation members should revisit, what is it? Not the new stuff. What's
revisit?
Yeah.
You know, Last Rites has always been kind of near and dear to me. So it's the first blend that I did on my own, and it's kind of I blended it for exactly what I would want out of a cigar. And so, you know, that's always still after 5 years kind of my daily go-to. Cigar, so I would definitely check out the Last Rites.
Yeah, the one for me was the Benediction. John's giving the thumbs up on the Last Rites as well. You guys can't see him behind the camera, but you should. His hair is doing something crazy. You should see it. It's actually kind of funny. Okay, so what's new?
New for Black Label, we're launching the Bishop's Blend. So that's a limited release for us that we just put out. Interesting smoke, Ecuador Maduro wrapper. And then for the filler, we have Nicaraguan tobaccos, and also we have Connecticut and Pennsylvania broadleaf in there. So very rich, really intense flavor profile on that stick. And with Blackwork Studios, we have the Green Hornet coming. So that's, you know, the addition to the Killer Bee line, which has been hugely popular for us. Kind of the big brother to the Killer Bee, a little bit larger ring gauge and a little bit more stout of a smoke. Kind of unique because we have the Candela foot on there, so right when you light it up, you get that blast of Candela flavor.
Yeah. You guys have been doing some really interesting stuff, I think, since we talked to you last year.
Yeah.
I mean, with the Killer Bee lines you were talking about, how many cigars do you have on the market now?
I really don't know.
I asked the one question. But no, I mean, and I'm looking over your shoulder at the display case, and it's like, oh, yeah, you guys released that one, and you released that one. You guys have been busy.
Yeah, we've been very busy. So, you know, when we launched the factory almost 2 years ago, Blackworks was kind of our, you know, fun project to be able to get a lot of unique stuff that we've been working on for a while out there. And so, you know, we didn't know what to expect out of it, and it's just gone kind of crazy since we launched it in February. So, you know, we're adding on to that a little bit with the Green Hornet, and then we have some other stuff that's going to be coming out a little later in the year for Blackworks as well. So, yeah, you know, it's been going good, and, you know, we're busy running the factory and keeping stuff coming. So,
now, are you down at the factory all the time?
Yeah, I live down there full time. Yeah.
So you spend, like, you're 9 to 5 in the factory, probably more than that.
More than that, yeah, yeah.
Wow. And you do all the blending yourself?
Do all the blending, yep. So you are all the blending, all the artwork, we're a one-stop shop for everything.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great to hear. Now, when you started, like you said, you launched your factory about 2 years ago. Were you really ready for, like, were you prepared for what this really is? I mean,
no. You know, ignorance is bliss. You know, it's like even when we launched Black Label in 2013, we had no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we would have known half the things, struggles you got to go through, we may not be here. So we like to just take it as it comes. So, you know, the factory, it's been great for us, but, you know, obviously it's a struggle to get going and extremely expensive, way more than we anticipated. But it gives us the ability to do what we want to do, you know, and the factory's growing a lot, not only with our stuff, but, you know, we're doing a lot of projects for other companies as well. So that's always a lot of fun, you know, to get some more stuff out there.
So when other companies come, maybe you can't answer this question, but I'll ask it anyway. Other companies come to you about doing a cigar. Are you blending for them too? Or are you?
It depends.
You got your fingers in there a little bit.
It goes hand in hand. Yeah, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they come with the ideas of what they want, but obviously we're more familiar with the tobaccos that we work with and able to, you know, it's kind of chipping away to get them the profile they're looking for. So, you know, they come with the idea and then we kind of work on it together. To get the final product.
But. I'll read between the lines on your answer. It's a good answer.
Yeah.
It was very, very diplomatic in the way that you said that. I didn't think I could get an answer out of that question, but that's good. No, this is awesome, man. I'm really happy to see the success. And what was the name of the new one again? Remind me.
So for Black Label, we have Bishop's Blend.
Bishop's Blend.
And then for Blackwork Studios, we have the Green Hornet.
Okay. And those are going to be available soon?
Yeah. Everything for us is going to ship probably right around the first week of August. Okay. So pretty close to...
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, guys, look for that new stuff from Black Label Trading Company. James, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Guys, thanks for taking the time to check out all of our IPCPR 2016 coverage on CigarFederation.com.